I didn't know how to start. I didn't know if I could find the right words to make it so I didn't sound angry, vengeful, hurt. Everything was getting to me. I mean, I honestly don't think I've ever taken this much of an emotional beating. This past, well, ever since my last podcast. It just seems like when I feel I have every, when I feel I have all the momentum, everything going the way that I need it to go, God shows me I don't. And I know plenty of people who don't believe in God, who believe in higher power, or just don't believe in spiritual existence at all. I'm not knocking you, but what I feel I went through and continue to go through is because I foolishly continue to take credit for all of it. I foolishly look at every gain that I have in life and thank myself. Foolishly, when I shouldn't. Like I said, I'm not knocking anybody. But what I don't do, enough of, because I'm not gonna say I don't do it, I just don't do enough of it. Everything begins and ends with faith. Everything begins and ends with Jesus Christ as our high power. It's like I said, I foolishly took the momentum and the gain and everything good that was happening. I foolishly took credit for all of that and watched it all fall apart, only to come to the realization that you can have it right back. All you have to do is stop putting yourself first. Stop saying you can pull your family out of this struggle. Stop saying you can get yourself back on the track to proper help. Stop saying you can find a better way of life and things of that nature. Get yourself off of addiction, because if you realize it, we, Base Corp being who we are, we did it. We're the reasons why we struggle. We're the reasons why we're faced with addiction. We're the reasons why we go through the things that we go through, because we still feel that we're in control. Like I said, I foolishly felt that I was in control and watched everything that I built crumble because I kept saying I did it. I kept saying I did it. When everywhere around me, I kept getting reminded that it's not you, it's not man, it's not woman. I kept getting reminded of that. What did I do? Things are finally going good for us. Things are finally in the line for myself. Things are finally in line for my wife. Things are finally in line for my children. Things are finally in line for my friends. I didn't hear that much bad news in the world. And then next thing you know, I wake up the next day and everything falls. Everything falls. Because we're not in control. And I'm not trying to turn this into that sort of podcast. All I'm going into is what I feel, honestly, what I feel. And how much in control I thought I was, I felt I was, and now I know that I'm not. You fall because you think you're the one who can get you back up. You fall because you feel you're the only thing holding you up. You're not. You're not. And I had this conversation with, a friend of mine who, ironically enough, is an atheist, but who believes in, self so much that he feels he can just physically change everything within himself. Physically change everything around him. If you don't like somebody, stop talking to him. If you want a different job, go get one. And notice I said different, not better. If you want anything, just go buy it. It doesn't work like that. You know, there's always a consequence and there's always a reason. There's always a consequence and there's always a reason to everything that you do. There's a cause and effect. There's a cause and effect. So within myself, within my own situation, like I said, everything failed. Podcast was going the way it needed to go. I was in the gym every day, feeling good. My back, my knees, everything was feeling fine. My wife was working, she was healthy, everything was going fine. And I remember the exact moment where I said, we finally got it. I foolishly said, we finally have it. It's not true. Like I said, I'm not trying to turn this into that sort of podcast. But you know, this is from my personal experience with life. And how I wake up every day and realize that, or I thought I was waking up every day up under my own power, doing everything that I needed to do to my own existence. I wasn't. It wasn't me. It wasn't solely me, that's for sure. It wasn't solely me. I shouldn't have taken all of the credit. I shouldn't have given myself that much power foolishly, thinking that I held everything. I was the reason for everything, and I'm not. I stopped being humble. I stopped being that person. And then next thing you know, I'm fighting with my father. My wife gets sick. More mass shootings happen around America. To the point to where you feel that a human's life, a child's life, it's not even important. You feel that society feels that we're not even important. We don't even matter. We're just most of us feel we're just dollar signs, pretty much. Just what can you contribute to the bottom line type people? You know, and if you don't contribute anything to anyone's bottom line or anything like that, you're insignificant. I even overheard people talking about collateral damage, and all of that angered me. All of that just got me to the point to where I needed to figure out solely before I could be foolish enough and dumb enough to change the world. I need to change myself. I need to realize where I'm wrong and where my missteps were taken. Like I said, my missteps were taken when I realized I was in control. Or when I foolishly thought that I was in control, I'm sorry, where I realized where I wasn't. Like I said, realizing when you're not in control is really after walking through a storm. And ironically enough, that is exactly what I'm doing as I look back. Take it like like I said, we've all been in horrible thunderstorms. Real bad wind damage. Some of us even earthquakes, tornadoes, fire, whatever have you. And when you look, when you try to get clear of all of the debris and everything like that, and when you look behind you and you see destruction, you see peril, but turn right around and look ahead of you and what do you see? Look ahead of you and what do you see? You see opportunity. And I'm looking at my life right now and I'm looking behind me and I see all of the destruction. I see everything behind me, exactly where it needs to be because I went through it. But like I said, I foolishly continue to say I went through it. I did it. It was me and it wasn't. So there's no reason for me to go back and forth with everything that I went through this past month and a half to tell you each and every story. I don't need to do that. I just need to show and continue to prove to myself, to my family, to the people that listen to this podcast, to the people that come to me for advice or for help or anything like that. I need to continue to prove without a shadow of a doubt that I, like I said, believe and fight for everything and be humble enough to realize that it's not just me. It's not just me. There's a reason for everything, regardless of what you believe in. And like I said, there's no reason for me to go into everything that I went through because that's insignificant now. I just need to, as of right now, declare that this podcast won't go anywhere because I won't go anywhere. True enough, life hits us, life beats us down. But like I said, there's a reason for that. And there's a reason, and I'm only speaking for myself, there's a reason I continue to just go in a circle. Of good, of bad, of horrible. And then right back. There's a reason why. Like I said, because I tried to foolishly say that I was in control. And I'm not. I'm not in control. I'm not solely in control, and I need to give the proper thanks and the proper blessings and gratitude every day. And like I said, I wasn't doing that, and I was given time after time after time after time to do exactly that. Like, all right, I gave you this blessing. I'm pulling you here. I'm giving you this. I'm showing you this, and you still feel that you're the one doing it. Just how quickly it could be taken away from you. Just how quickly life can just like that. And now you're right back in that hole. Now you're trying to pull yourself back out of it. Now you're trying to regain fans and regain listeners. Because you're not being true to yourself. It's like I said, all of a sudden, I'm hit with back pain. I'm hit with knee pain. Slightly pulled a hamstring. Going through hell at work. Trying to, you know, continue to keep my family afloat. Like I said, I wanted to take credit for every good thing that was happening, and it just wasn't right. But you know, as I had the conversation with my friend who's an atheist, great person, but just realizing that, and I asked him, what about when you go through things? What about when you feel as if your way isn't working and you need to, you know, adapt or whatever, or readjust? He was like, then I just take myself away from whatever it is. And I was like, what if it's within you and you just want to be foolish enough to keep thinking that it's other people or other things. And I was like, well, that's just something I have to deal with, but I can't change who I am. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, I can't change who I am either. I can't change who I am either. But, I can change on the inside to where most people honestly don't even feel like we have feelings or things of that nature. Because talking to some people, you realize that, oh, well, things happen. That's a lot of people's answers to a lot of things. Shit happens. Things happen. It's like, how can you be so heartless, you know? You know, I ask a lot of people that question, you know, how can you be so heartless? But hey, we all have things we have to overcome, right? Even if it's ourselves. People, purpose, patience is a podcast.